12 bodies laid neatly on 12 beds, dismembered, flayed. Their skins were hung from the ceiling, drying like animal hides. When Susan Brill was asked what possessed her family to commit these horrors, the murderess laughed.
What possessed us? The ghost possessed us. This was Quentin LaRouche's home, and he demanded blood.
My name is Sarah Bennett, and this is the Supernatural Skeptic's Guide to New Orleans. Welcome to the Midnight Radio program that takes a rational look at the Big Easy's most famous ghost stories. Over the last year, we've demystified the mystery of Myrtle's Mansion and defanged the Nosferatu of the Ninth Ward. But I've been saving our city's most notorious ghost story for a special episode. I'm talking about the Brill Family Massacre. The Brills were the perfect American family. There was loving mother Susan and doting dad Bernard. The police sealed the records of their children, but we know there were two, boy and girl twins. Despite all appearances, the Brill family mutilated and murdered a dozen people. And when I say the Brill family, I mean the entire family. Even the twins took part in the carnage. What drove the Brills to become a pack of psychopaths? The answer lies in the history of the house in which they lived. LaRouche House. Quentin LaRouche was a vile, sadistic slave owner. A man so twisted, he joked that he painted his walls with the blood of those he kept as slaves. There were rumors LaRouche had, hidden in his house, a secret torture chamber where he subjected his slaves to agonizing pain. One night, his prisoners rose up, dismembering and skinning LaRouche in a blood-soaked voodoo ritual. His death was so shocking, no one entered LaRouche House for nearly 120 years. That is, until the Brills arrived. It was Susan who caught the madness first. She claimed the ghost of LaRouche commanded her family to murder transients in the same ritualistic manner he was killed. This was chilling enough, but LaRouche also demanded that the Brills' children participate.
We told them it was a game, Susan Brill said. They learned to love it, over time.
When police arrived at LaRouche House, they were greeted by a strange woman, her left hand severed and wrapped in a tourniquet. She appeared dazed, drugged.
I'll inform the Brills their guests have arrived, she reportedly said.
The Brills were found at dinner, being waited on by others, some missing hands, whole arms, entire legs. The Brills were slowly dismembering their victims, and in the meantime, treating them like slaves. So, were the Brills influenced by the ghost of a slave master, or were they just insane? You know what I believe. That's why next week, in a special episode, drumroll please, I will broadcast live from LaRouche House. I'll prove the mansion is not haunted by the ghost of Quentin LaRouche, but something far more human and tragic. Will I uncover the truth? Or will I freak out and run from the house screaming, embarrassing myself on live radio? Find out next week. Until then, skeptics, only have faith in what's real.